So we're here in the Tower Hotel foyer. We're just after Vincent Brown's People's Debate, and I have one of the stars of the evening here with me. We have Conor Halpin. Tell us something about your contribution tonight, Conor.
Well, contribution was as the Taoiseach of this country. I'm the real Taoiseach, as you know. They keep me out of the way because I'm the one with the real ideas. I have the speech, I have the look, I have the whole personality. But the man in the doll is only a very pale replica of me, because I can't afford to be seen in public. If I went, Fine Gael would go. That man is disposable. They can do what they like with him, but I am the real thing. That's why I have to keep a low profile. I made a very, very fleeting visit here to the Tower tonight, and I won't be doing it again. But for your sake, Cathy Desmond, I will stay all night. If that helps your situation, wherever you are at this moment, if it helps any of your political views, if you need to have your views swayed, I'm the man to do that.
That's very kind of you, Taoiseach. And tell us,
Cathy, anytime.
How long have you been honing this routine?
Well, since the day I was born, I was told. This will be your personality, your voice, your whole... It's not an act. People think this is an act. This is not. They think this is a week. This is real fake hair. Let me assure you of that. As you can see, most of the economy has gone on that hair over the last... That's why there's so many shortages and cutbacks, because it's all going in here, into this hair. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I use L'Oreal and I'm worth it.
Of course, that's worth it, Taoiseach. And tell us, was it a planned entry tonight? Was Mr. Brown expecting you?
I don't plan anything, because I can't. I have planners who tell me where to go. I get a shove in the back and I'm out here, and then I shake hands or I wave or I smile, I talk, whatever I have to do, that's what I do. But that's all I can do.
Indeed.
Please don't expect anything deep insights. You know what I mean? You wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't handle them anyway. You
indeed.
They'd be kind of too fanciful.
And if I may say so, whilst the audience were a bit hostile, I felt they received you very well tonight, Taoiseach.
Well, all I could say there was, because I had some refreshments sorted out later, they were going to get a cup of sovereign tea and some party coffee cake. I had that lined up there. Hello, my friend, how are you?
Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
He was absolutely brilliant.
It's the first time Enda Kinney's been told he's been brilliant for a long time. Maybe you could spare the word for me.
I was in there, the mic in my hand, I was sat at the back. I had my hand open. Laddy came out, handed me the mic. He brought me halfway up the hall there, and I stood in the space, waving this mic. Never got in.
The thing about a mic is you never wave it around.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I thought it was a weapon you had. That's why I kept on your way.
So you should have
launched that thing.
You should have stormed the platform like the Taoiseach did today. So well done. Well done.
Like what? Under your chin. Don't wave it about. There's no good doing that.
What would you call two nuns cycling on a bike? And I don't want to hear a bad habit.
Two nuns cycling on a bike would be going nowhere or nonsense, no?
You know what I call it? Circus.